You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, episode number 426. What the new year brings to you will depend a great deal on what you bring to the new year. Vern McLennan.
Broadcasting from the back alley in Hollywood, it's the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, where we show you how to survive and thrive as an indie filmmaker in the jungles of the film biz. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Indie Film Hustle Podcast. I am your humble host, Alex Ferrari. Today's show is sponsored by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, how to turn your independent film into a profitable business. It's harder today than ever before for independent filmmakers to make money with their films, from predatory film distributors ripping them off to huckster film aggregators who prey upon them. The odds are stacked against the indie filmmaker. The old distribution model of making money with your film is broken, and there needs to be a change. The future of independent filmmaking is the entrepreneurial filmmaker or the filmtrepreneur. In Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, I break down how to actually make money with your film projects and show you how to turn your indie film into a profitable business. With case studies examining successes and failures, this book shows you the step-by-step method to turn your passion into a profitable career. If you're making a feature film, series, or any other kind of video content, the Filmtrepreneur method will set you up for success. The book is available in paperback, ebook, and of course, audiobook. If you want to order it, just head over to www.filmbizbook.com. That's filmbizbook.com. Today's show is also sponsored by the Film Distribution Blueprint. If you want to avoid being taken advantage of by predatory film distributors, this is the course for you. If you want to check it out, head over to indiefilmhustle.com/letmein. Well, guys, 2020 has been one hell of a year, an emphasis on the word hell. Our industry has been turned upside down and inside out. The way business is done in Hollywood has changed forever. There has been just so much pain and suffering this year. So many people lost their jobs. Legendary companies that we thought that would be there forever and that were unbreakable file for bankruptcy, or closed completely. The mere act of being on set became a highly dangerous occupation. So many beloved filmmakers and actors and writers and technicians passed away this year. Film festivals closed their doors, some for good. Movie theater giants shut their doors, some never to return. COVID-19 has devastated not only our business, but the world. 2020 just effing sucked. With all that said, I do see a light of hope on the horizon. Like every new year before, January 1st brings with it a new hope, an opportunity to improve things, and for your life to be better than it was before. 2021 has a lot of pressure on it, to say the least. I know so many tribe members that have had a rough go of it in 2020. But the only thing we can do is take charge of what we can control. You might not be able to control the world, the virus, your employer, or the economy. But you can control what you do on a daily basis, how you act, and how you think. You can think everything sucks and that there's no hope for you or your dreams. Or you can think that you have the power to change where you are in life right now. Every dream, every success story started with one single thought: I can do this. As Henry Ford once said, if you think you can do a thing or think you can't do a thing, you're right. The power of your own thoughts is so much more mighty than you think. Trust me, because I speak from experience. Looking back on my life, I realize that in the roughest moments, my thoughts were destructive. and negative. And when I was experiencing great successes, my thoughts were constructive and positive. Whatever you focus on grows. So if I were you, I'd focus on the positive and not the negative. This year, I came to the profound truth that the key to success is helping others. The moment I launched Indie Film Hustle, my life began to change. After years of struggle, after years of hustling and trying to hack the system and trying to get to where I wanted to be, no matter what, it was launching Indie Film Hustle that made the biggest difference in my life. The more I helped others, the better my life became. The opportunities I had been chasing for decades just started to show up at my door. But don't get me wrong. You know I hustle like crazy. I'm kind of insane about it, to be honest with you. But my hustle is not about getting things for myself as much as it is to provide value to other people. As Les Brown once famously said, help others achieve their dreams and you will achieve yours. I want you in 2021 to make it a goal to help other filmmakers, other screenwriters, other people with their dreams. And I promise you that things in your life will change because it certainly did for me. In 2020, I released my second feature on the corner of ego and desire, created bulletproofscreenwriting.tv, my premium online educational platform, IFH Academy, launched the IFH Podcast Network, and multiple podcasts, including the Filmmaking Motivation Podcast, the Director Series Podcast, Inside the Screenwriter's Mind Podcast, and spoke to legendary filmmakers and screenwriters on my shows like Oliver Stone, Barry Sonnenfeld, Alex Proyas, James V. Hart, and John Badham, just to name a few. But most importantly, I was inspired by you, the Indie Film Hustle and Bulletproof Screenwriting tribes. Your stories of overcoming obstacles, massive successes, and following your dreams moved me, moved my soul. Getting emails and messages from around the world gave me hope that yes, we are in tough times, but even with all that, the tribe continues to move forward like an unstoppable creative force. In 2021, I'll be launching a couple of new companies, partnering with amazing new instructors for IFH Academy, releasing my new book, adding amazing new content to Indie Film Hustle TV, publishing new audiobooks through my publishing company, IFH Books, producing a few new podcasts for the IFH Podcast Network, and developing new websites to further help filmmakers and screenwriters follow their dreams. I want you to write down what you want to accomplish in 2021 and what steps you will be taking every day to get to your goals. Do you want to set a goal of 1 to 2 screenplays a year like Oliver Stone does? Do you want to direct your first feature film? What needed tools do you want to put in your toolbox? What new skills do you want to learn to make you a more dangerous and knowledgeable filmmaker or screenwriter? What side hustles are you going to try to create to generate revenue for yourself while you're chasing your dream? After speaking to hundreds of the industry's most successful artists and business people, I found they all had one thing in common. They never gave up. Oliver Stone had the script for Platoon in his pocket for years, and everybody in town rejected it. Everybody in town said, we'll never produce this. Nobody wants to see this movie. But he never gave up. And in 1986, he won the Oscar for Best Picture and Best Director. James V. Hart was in his 40s before he had his breakout hits with Hook and Dracula. Barry Sonnenfeld went from shooting adult films to having his movies gross almost $2.5 billion worldwide. Every big screenwriter, every big filmmaker, every big director, every big producer, they all have one thing in common. They failed, and they failed often on their way to success. They never gave up, and you shouldn't either. Every no is one step closer to a yes. In 2021, educate yourself as much as possible. Learn something new every day. Take a course, read a book, experience something, work on a set, safely, of course. Do whatever you can to put more tools in your toolbox. The reason I was able to go to Sundance and shoot an entire feature film in 4 days, running around completely guerrilla style, was not only because I had an amazing group of people working with me, but it was also because I had been working for 2 decades putting tools in my toolbox, being able to not only direct, but also write, edit, color grade, do the graphics, produce, and so many other jobs. I can't even keep track of them all that I did on that film. But I was able to do that again because I educated myself and I worked on putting those tools in my toolbox. In 2021, I want you all to add a ton of new tools in your toolbox. If you're a writer, learn new techniques. Learn new approaches to the process. Or hell, just write more. Because by writing more, you're adding more tools in your toolbox. I'm going to go back to my conversation with Oliver Stone. And I asked him, how many screenplays did you write before you got to direct your real first film? Because he did a film right out of college, but he doesn't even count that one as much as he does a second one. And he had written about 10, 12 screenplays, something along those lines, before a producer finally financed one of his projects. The road to success is not easy, but it's doable, and it's doable for everyone listening to my voice right now, anywhere in the world. If you think you have it tough, you should listen to that podcast about Walk Hollywood and how that amazing filmmaker makes his films for $200-$300 US, and he built an entire industry in his town. He's world renowned now. But when he started, he was just trying to learn, trying to put more tools in the toolbox. I don't care where you are in the world. If you want to make something happen for yourself, make it happen. The power to change your destiny is in your hands. It might not be easy, but it's something that you can do. I want to wish you all an amazing 2021. And please don't forget to keep that hustle going and to keep that dream alive. Be well, stay safe, and have a great new year. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast at IndieFilmHustle.com. That's IndieFilmHustle.com.